Hello, folks. It's Rocky G again, coming to you from Minneapolis on this first day of October 14, talking about new musical discoveries of the past year and where we've been since last October. And I am going to actually put up, I guess I was going to call this part two, for those of you who may have not heard part one or who may be hearing me randomized in your player. It wouldn't be right for me to talk about the past year without including this band. This is something that I came across very much by accident, something I'd been looking for a while, but I had no idea who the band was. I thought about including this in the day's topic that's coming up in a few weeks about tracks that are out of print or rare finds, rare discoveries, but instead I think I'm just going to throw it up here because it's been such a powerful thing for me to have over the last 10 months for sure, and it came up rather suddenly, kind of by accident. This is a band that had a song in the HBO miniseries called The Sopranos, and for any of you who've ever seen The Sopranos, you know that there is a song at the end of every episode, and many people have taken a stab at compiling the Sopranos soundtrack and include songs from all 84 episodes of the miniseries, but never ever this one. For those of you Sopranos veterans, this is from season 4 when Furio is dancing with Carmela after he comes back from Italy. He brings a CD with him, and you see them dancing, and they play about 2/3 of the song, and I went crazy. I wanted to know what it was, and finally that was what I threw into Google. I was trying to figure out what the song was that was playing during the party, and lo and behold, somebody, I believe it was Yahoo Answers, had the answer for me. And so I went digging on iTunes, and boy, I found the album, and it was phenomenal. There are actually two albums called Spacanapoli from Italy, and they actually have a lot of Mediterranean influences throughout all of their music from all across the Mediterranean. They have a lot of stylistic differences. And so I've been able to access the liner notes a little bit. I wish I spoke Italian. Sadly, I don't. I wish I did. There's just some phenomenal stuff on these albums. And again, I can interpret some of it. Not all of it, but some of it. There are a lot of songs dedicated to the worker, talking about the downtrodden workers. You can tell this was written by people who have definitely experienced joblessness and mistreatment. You can tell that they are very politically outspoken people. You can tell that they empathize with the workers, and you can tell that their music has a real, not just Italian empathy with Italy, but with people from all across the Mediterranean. Wonderful stuff. No two songs are like each other. And I was at a loss as to what to play, because when I bought the albums, I played everything over and over and over. But I think it wouldn't be right to not play the track that originally got me from The Sopranos. This is Vesuvio.